Hello, this is Brian Grabarski, High School Associate Principal from Wanakee Community High School. In this series, I continue to share my impressions, takeaways, and action steps from sessions that occurred at the Slate 2015 Convention in Wisconsin Dells. I've got to highly endorse it. It was an excellent conference, and I'd recommend it to anyone who's interested in technology, education, technology leadership, or integration. There was a plethora of wonderful presenters, and whenever possible, I am sharing their name and contact information so that you can follow up with them directly. There is more information available on the web at slateinwisconsin.com, and that's slateinwi.com. And many of the presenters have their slides or materials available for general use. If you're interested in following up with me, you can connect with me at Wanakee Community High School or on Twitter at Brian Grabs. The next session I'm going to talk about is number 67, concurrent session number 67, using Google to enhance literacy instruction in all content areas. It was put on by Kelly Steiner from Baraboo Community School District, and this was another resource-rich presentation. She shared a lot of materials related to Google, different training options, different tools, add-ons, and I found it very helpful and found that we are using many of the same things already here at Wanakee Community High School. One of the main tools, or one that I thought would be most useful that she highlighted, was the research tool as part of a Google document. It allows you to do a Google search, find an item that relates to what you're searching for, and then paste that into the document that you're creating, all the while automatically creating a footnote for it in the document. So again, could be very handy, especially in research-based projects, things in the social studies area, in the comm arts area, could put that to good use. A couple add-ons that she had shared that were interesting were EasyBib, which is, again, an add-on feature, and Kaizena, which is a way to give verbal feedback via a document. Attaches a up to 1 minute and 30 second clip to a document, and in that way you can start to have a verbal interaction between author and evaluator or editor. Another resource that she had shared was The Guru. Again, The Guru, G-O-O-R-U, which is a Google Apps training site, a wide variety of resources. If you are interested in learning more about Google and want to explore some of those ideas on your own, this is a great place to start. It also offers a daily newsletter of tips and tricks that can be a good reminder. It is not to be confused with a different site called Guru. Both have a connection to Google in that The Guru is offering training and tips, and guru.org was created by an individual who left Google, and it's now a foundation that promotes access to public or access to education and promotes and shares materials in generally in the form of lessons that are grouped either by content or by standard. Kind of one of those happy discoveries, I guess, as I was trying to do some further research. Some of the other things that she had shared were that just some of the general resources that Google has made available. The Google Book Collection, which also contains magazines archived, into quite a while ago, including the Life and Time archives from beginning of publishing to life in terms of the end of their publishing. It's very similar to iBooks. It offers free classic books, but also a number of books that are current books available for purchase, download, audiobooks, and those things of that nature. A current thing that Google is attempting is called the Google Cultural Institute, and it is an endeavor to digitize and collect the examples of the great art from around the world, from, you know, old art to current art that's being created. And again, making it digitally available to anyone in the world to explore and to analyze and to appreciate. And a final resource that she had shared that I thought was very interesting was called Oye, and it's spelled OYEZ.org, and it is an archive of the Supreme Court, which includes audio tapes of the proceedings and of the deliberations. And so very handy, information-rich resource there as well. Some of the action items from that, from this session that I took, was that I did share the Easy Bib and had a discussion with our English 9 and 10 teams, and they shared that they had explored it, had used it, but prefer to use Noodle Tools, which is a subscription service which creates, again, so there's a cost associated with it, but they feel that it is a more accurate source of a bibliography than, again, EasyBib. They also had talked about Kaizena and had just this fall also been introduced to it, and they are currently, I guess, second semester going to begin instituting it. In our writing courses, not just English 9 and 10, but in our upper level writing courses, they've gone to more of a writer's workshop format with a lot of writer's conferences between teacher and student, and actually student to student as well. And they thought that this is going to be something that they are going to start to use, is that it would permit some feedback, verbal feedback, which can be more concise and obviously more insightful sometimes than written feedback, and does can be discontinuous communication. So, for example, a teacher can be working on it during their prep hour, get that feedback to the student. Student can pull it up the next period in their study hall without having to seek out the teacher. And then when they are together again, they can follow up on that beginning of a conversation. In terms of follow through on that, we use the PLC structure here at Wanakee Community School District. And high school wise, that looks like every other day, teams that have common preps are given 90 minutes to meet. And so they, in addition to having those meetings, they do create notes, and I'll be able to see within the notes of their discussions how that institution of Kaizena went, and again, whether it's continuing, not continuing. I did also share the archive of Oye with our social studies department, in particular our law class, which has a constitutional law unit, and they're very excited about it and are looking forward to investigating it and potentially having students investigate it within that course. The Google Cultural Institute of Art was something I did share with our art teachers. One of the things that they strive to do is that within every unit, they do try to provide examples of expert art, if you will. They have quite a digital collection themselves, but this is going to add to that, and they were interested in starting to explore it, as it is a continuing project of Google. It's not yet completed. Certainly, if you think about the sheer number of works of art in the world, it would be very difficult for that to ever be done, but they continue to add to it. Again, this was a recap of session 67, using Google to enhance literacy instruction in all content areas, and that was the presenter was Kelly Steiner from Baraboo Schools. Well, thank you for listening to my thoughts, and have a great day.